I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. If you want to think about it that way, every story boils down to a question of identity. Who's the murderer? Am I being true to myself and my principles? Which one is dumb and which one is dumber? The great thing about science fiction is that it can take this core concern and build a scenario that makes the question of who are you or who am I quite literal. In Transcendence, Will Caster, a noted scientist working in the field of AI played by Johnny Depp, is shot by a follower of an anti-technology terrorist group. The bullet doesn't kill him, but its radioactive coating, for now just go with it, does poison him. With the clock ticking, his wife, played by Rebecca Hall and a scientist skilled in AI herself, uses a technology developed by a colleague to transfer her husband's consciousness into a computer and thence onto the web. The question, of course, as the couple's colleague, played by Paul Bettany, puts it, is what exactly is now wending its way down the information highway? When Caster begins expressing an unnatural interest in financial systems and subsequently orchestrates a significant boost to his wife's bank account, the better for them to flee to the desert, where they eventually build a formidable solar-powered subterranean installation, it's no small issue. And when Caster uses his newly boosted intellect to invent a nanotechnology that can cure the disabled and, by the way, also introduce brain implants for convenient remote control, it not surprisingly raises concerns among Caster's colleagues, including Morgan Freeman, the terrorists headed up by Kate Mara, and the feds, represented by Cillian Murphy. And all this would be prime material for a good, creepy science fiction tale that could also delve a bit into the issues of what makes us human and how far does the illusion of humanity have to go before it becomes actual humanity. To his credit, director Wally Pfister, who previously has worked primarily with Christopher Nolan as his director of photography and is making his directorial debut here, works no little ominous ambience into the central section of the film, where we watch Will build his solar-powered miracle facility and observe his wife's growing doubt about his intent. And reflecting perhaps the influence of Chris Nolan, who's credited as executive producer here, Pfister works to keep a grounded sense to the story, favoring genuine locations over CG sets and making the film as much a love story as a techno-thriller. But there are problems. Grounding the science fiction may be intended to keep things credible, but it also flattens out the tone overall. Johnny Depp has, ironically for this actor, been directed to deliver an overly restrained performance, which may be intended to instill ambiguity to Caster once he's just an image on a video screen, but gives us very little personality to hang on to before the transition, and pushes perceptions of the character's actions too far to the ominous afterwards, when the story could have been better served if just a little more doubt was in play. And the script, written by Jack Paglen, indulges in so many leaps of logic and plotting conveniences, including attempting to orchestrate empathy for terrorists previously seen murdering an entire roomful of innocent people with poison, that the story's credibility crumbles even as you're watching it. I can't dismiss the effort put into Transcendence. In many ways, it feels like a 70s film updated to the technology and concerns of the 21st century. And that's not a bad thing, but on the key requirements of building a believable story and making us care what happens to its participants, it's a significant failure. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, you can now access our archive of Hour of the Wolf movie reviews over at Cinefantastique Online. Catch up on what you missed by going to cfqonline.com.